This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I mentioned this earlier, but some of you have made decisions about people, whether to leave them in your life or not, just by something they said. That's amazing to me. I will no longer speak to him again because of something he said to me. I will not have anything to do with her because of something she said to me. Jeff Cheadle is a Presbyterian minister. I want you to listen to a story that he tells out of his own life that is so painful. He said, one evening years ago, I was talking to my sister on the telephone. We were both grown up. She had been upset about a number of things, as we all are from time to time, and she wanted to visit. During the course of our conversation, my sister shared with me something that haunted her for years. I never knew about this. She said, Jeff, I'm going to tell you something that I've never told Mom and Dad. If my sister, one of my sisters said, I'm going to tell you something on the phone right now that I've never told Mom and Dad, it would get my attention. Believe me, I'd be hanging on every word to hear that. And that's what his sister said. Here's what he continues. My sister told me that less than 30 minutes before our brother Mark had been killed while riding his bike, the two of them have gotten into an argument about something. As brothers and sisters do, my sister said some things to him that she really didn't mean. But one of the things that my sister said to our brother Mark was this, Mark, I wish you were dead. 30 minutes later, he was. 30 minutes later, he was dead. My sister never had the chance to take it back. What a chilling effect those words had on my sister's life for years after, an effect not visible to others, but which shaped her self-understanding for years to come. While she outgrew the childish, magical notion that she had somehow caused our brother's death by wishing it, she had yet to recover from the emotional fallout of the guilt, the shame, the self-condemnation which brew out of having said something too thoughtlessly, too hastily. Then Jeff Cheadle said this, we can't take back our words like an arrow loosed from a bow. Once released, our words do what they will do and they cannot be returned to us. Perhaps that's why the Holy Spirit put in the book of Proverbs, those who guard their mouths preserve their lives. Those who open wide their lips come to ruin. If we must speak, better that our words be generous and kind, better that we opt for a consecrated spontaneity that builds rather than an angry, reckless impetuosity that injures and scars. The good news is that many things that we can say which help others, which heal them, which build them, which contribute to the health of our relationship, things like, I love you, forgive me, thank you, I'm sorry, it's all right. If you don't think words are important to people, somebody needs to tell Jeff Cheadle's sister that. Words don't mean anything. They mean everything to her. Now, I realize that's a dramatic story, and I agree that's the exception to the rule. But let me tell you this. You and I both have said things pretty similar to that to people. You may have said it this week. You may have said it to somebody in the last 48 hours. I don't know. We've all said hurtful things, and my point is this, instead of always wondering what you could take back, if you could go back in time, plan ahead and say, with God as my witness and with God as my judge and with God as my help and my comforter, I'm going to do my best not to say those things in advance, that I'm going to bless people, not curse people. I'm going to lift people up, not curse people.
Well, admittedly, that's a strong story, but perhaps it speaks to your life and to your heart and about your words and my words. We'll conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.